It seems like recently we've come to learn about how our military veterans, for decades, it turns out, have had to endure and overcome hurdle after hurdle just to receive what they were promised and certainly entitled to. Horrors of the VA, of course. Minuscule pay raises, lack of job opportunities and training, even housing access are the challenges that civilian politicians subject these heroes to. Just as an example, New Jersey recently had to pass a law that would allow vets to file for unemployment benefits online, just like everyone else can. Now we're told by the bureaucrats in Washington all will be made better with the Veterans First Act. Will it? Here to discuss this is policy analyst for Concerned Veterans of America, also a veteran himself, Sean Riley. Hello, Sean. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And the website, CV4A.org. So you look at the title, Veterans First Act. Sounds like a positive. You go over to the Senate website and you look up the bill and you go through the table of contents. It's a bill S-2921, if you want to look it up in a more technical matter. And it talks about, you know, certain points of priority about hiring and firing, housing programs, accountability. It seems like, you know, on the surface, the right direction, right idea. When you look at the guts of this whole thing, though, what do you find out?
Yeah, so there is, like, as you say, there are a lot of, all right things in here. Some even good things, I suppose. But the main concern that we have with it is the first portion of the bill. And the first portion of the bill has to do with VA accountability for employees at the VA. Over the last couple of years, this has been a topic of much discussion as the VA scandal broke and it became sort of a media, the media latched onto it, and it a lot of people, a lot of different interests pushing and pulling and tugging and whatnot on this issue. So this is essentially the Senate's attempt to deal with some of those issues. Unfortunately, what happened was that, or as far as we can tell, is that some of these special interests that have a stake in some of these questions got a hold of the bill first and were able to tweak that language before it came out in a way that we found to be unhelpful.
Well, if you just look at the case where the labor union that oversees the Veteran Affairs employees, they're in support of this bill.
Right.
So that makes you think, well, gee, if it's tougher on the Veteran Affairs employees, then, gee, I really don't expect the union to be in favor of this.
Right. So that's part of the problem is that we, back when the bill was being drafted, so Senator Marco Rubio had introduced a bill on VA accountability that some had thought, as this bill was being crafted last spring, there was some speculation that, as often happens, that bill would sort of be rolled in as the accountability portion. But as it turns out, that didn't actually happen. And what did happen was the union, as you mentioned, AFG, American Federation of Government Employees, released a statement on their website saying how horrible the bill was and how draconian it was in terms of what it would do to VA employees and so on and so forth. But we were actually in contact with the House Veterans Affairs Committee at the same time. Interestingly, they had not even received the language. So, something happened where the union got a hold of the language before even the Veterans Affairs Committee in the House was able to look at the language. And our fear, our suspicion is that the input of the union became sort of overshadowed, became the overshadowing concern for many on the committee, and it was able to be tweaked in a way that that was good for unions, ultimately unfortunately bad for veterans that have to use the VA.
So we're Sean Riley, policy analyst with Concerned Veterans for America at CV4A.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Bill is 394 pages long, which is about the size of a James Patterson novel, just as a point of reference. And one thing I noticed too, Sean, the section on kicking a VA employee out the door is actually more detailed and has more nuances and hurdles on it than the section addressing veteran homelessness.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of this is we think has to do with that influence. I mean, there are, and if you really drill down, without going into too much detail, if you really drill down on the language, there are loopholes that you can drive a truck through in terms of getting rid of VA employees. So, you know, for example, there's one line in which it says that the secretary will review a removal as soon as practicable, I think was the language. So, you know, how soon is that?
Yeah, when I get to it, I'll get to it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you already see instances where employees that are flagged for removal, it can take up to a year in some cases to actually go through with it. So, you know, the notion that the secretary can do it as soon as practicable is not helping that problem as far as we're concerned. So
kind of appropriate that a U.S. senator who lied about his military service, I'm referring to Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, is one of the co-sponsors of this thing.
Yeah, right. So he was the in the last Congress was the ranking member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, and along with the chairman, Johnny Isaacson, Republican from Georgia, were the primary drivers and crafters of this bill. And so, yeah, I mean, it's and more than that too is that it was voted on, it was crafted and voted on behind closed doors. No one sort of had a notion of what was going on. You know, I used to work for the American Legion here in Washington D.C. I had been in contact with some of my former colleagues over there, some of my people that I know over at VFW and others, and nobody really had a notion of what was going on. So it was very much done behind closed doors, very much crafted in secret, and then sort of just released, and then as often happens here in Washington, here's your bill, vote on it, up or down, yes or no, and you know, and we all know how these things work. If you vote no, well, guess what? You're against veterans.
Yeah, it's all in the image, not in the mechanics of everything. Now,
sure.
There was a bill in the House which the CVA supports, the VA Accountability First Appeals Modernization Act of 2016. That passed the House. Has it been addressed in the Senate? Has it been tabled in the Senate? Is it just being given a cold shoulder by the Senate?
Yeah, so Senator Marco Rubio introduced this as well. As I mentioned, his earlier bill that we thought would comprise the language for the accountability piece of this bill, when that turned out not to be the case, he introduced another bill in conjunction with Chairman Miller, Chairman Jeff Miller of Florida, who is the House Veterans Affairs Committee chair. And that bill was actually coupled. The reason why it has such a long, unwieldy name is because it's actually two bills put together. One is the VA Accountability First Act, and one is the Appeals Modernization Act put together. The first piece, the accountability piece, is why we support it. The second piece is a needed thing. It has to do with an arcane, somewhat arcane, unless you're actually, you know, trying to apply for benefits, which many veterans are and have been had trouble with, but basically would update and modernize the way that benefits are processed. That bill actually has the support of virtually all the major veteran service organizations, from the American Legion, VFW, and others, and us as well, because you know, it couples together two important pieces, which is the increased accountability and the appeals modernization. I mean, like the accountability portion, where it can take upwards of, you know, inordinate amounts of time, upwards of a year to remove a employee, it also can take inordinate amounts of time for veterans to move their claims through the system, upwards of a year or more in some cases. And so, you know, that bill is preferable on both counts than the Vets First Act.
So for you listening, if you want to see our veterans get their just due and their rightful benefits, go to Senate.gov, contact your local senator, and encourage them to turn the cold shoulder to the Veterans First Act and to bring the VA Accountability First and Appeals Modernization Act of 2016 into the Senate and up for a vote. You want to learn more about this issue, why it's important, why it matters, and why it needs to come about in that way? CV4A.org is the website for concerned veterans from Air Room, joined by the policy analyst, Sean Riley. Sean, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate it.